Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yevamos, Perik Yod, Mishnah Beis, Nisas Alpi Bezdin. So we're back to our first case in this Perik. One aide came and said, her husband died. There's only one aide, so she needs Beferish a permission from Bezdin to get married again. And then her first husband showed up. Teitze, she has to leave both the original husband and this other man that she married, thinking that her husband died. Upeturim in a carbon. She's potter on a carbon chatas. Why should she be potter on a carbon chatas? L'maisa, she was over a terrible avera, b'shoigeg. It was still an avera, she's an eshes ish. And the answer is, she had permission from Bezdin. The rule is, a chatas is only if you act on your own. But if Bezdin gives you the green light to do something, even though it was a terrible mistake, and even though maybe part of the mistake is hers, she didn't check up enough, but l'maisa, there's no chatas. But, loy nisas al pi Bezdin, let's say two eidim came and said, they know that the husband died, so she doesn't have to go to Bezdin to ask permission. And then the husband shows up. So teitze, again, she has to leave the second husband. She has to get a get from him as a gzeira. According to the Shita, she can return to her first husband. V'chayeves b'karben. But she's mechuyev b'karben chatas. Being that she didn't get reshus from Bezdin, and again, it's not her fault. She didn't have to get reshus from Bezdin. But l'maisa, she didn't get reshus from Bezdin. She was over in aveira by mistake. She needs a kapara. So the Mefarshim ask a kasha, because even by a chatas, it has to be a shagi. You see, there's three levels. There's a mezid, that's going to do something on purpose. Then there's shoigeg, did it by mistake. And then there's einus. Einus means there's nothing you could have done, it was totally not your fault. So achatas is for the middle level. Achatas is for a shoigeg. It's not for a mezid. It's also not for an einus. So l'maisa, two eidim came and told her husband is dead, so why isn't she an einus? So the Rishonim explained, because we still say, she should have waited a little bit. We're not blaming her, but epis something. She could have done a drop more. She is mechuyev achatas. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Lamaisa, we see Yafa Koyach Bezdin. The Koyach of Bezdin is very powerful. The Bezdin that gave her reshus to get married with a single aid is effective shapaitra min hakarben, even though we learned in the last Mishnah that when she gets married with an aid echad, she has all those punishments, all those penalties. But Lamaisa, in regard to the karben, the Eid Echad patters her from a carbon because Safka Safa Bezdin gave her rishus. Now the Mishnah tells us a very interesting halacha. Hayruha Bezdin, Bezdin gave her permission. She came and said, okay, and Eid Echad told her that her husband died. She asked Bezdin rishus. Bezdin said, you can get married. V'holchava Kilkala. She went and she married someone that she wasn't allowed to marry. Forget this story. Forget the fact that she's really an Eshes Ish. Even if her husband did die, she would have not been allowed to marry this person. Let's say she married a Kohen Gadol. She's an Almana. Or she was a Grush and she married a Kohen Hedyot. And now it turns out that her husband is alive. Chayeves b'karben. She has to bring a karben chatas. Why? Bezdin gave her reshus to get married. Bashlei tiru eli nasi. Bezdin gave her reshus to marry, obviously, a man she's allowed to marry. Not to do an Aveira, not to use the Rishus of Bezdin and marry someone she's not allowed to marry. So it's as if, retroactively, the Rishus of Bezdin has been evoked. And Memela, she would be Mechuyev HaKarben. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah, Perigyud Mishnah Beis. She had to go to Bezdin to get permission to get married because she only had an Eid Echad. And then it turns out her husband shows up. She's Potter on the Karben. She has to leave both husbands, but she does not have to bring a carbon. Safkasov, she had reshus from a Bezdin. It was a psak of a Bezdin. Ironically, if two Eidim came and said she can get married, she did not have to go to Bezdin. And therefore, should the first husband show up, she's mechuyev in carbon. If Bezdin gave her permission to get married, when she came with her Eid Echad, and afterwards she married someone she wasn't allowed to marry, no, Bezdin didn't give you permission for that. Therefore, she would be chayev a carbon chatas.